over the hill, but still feel like a baller? Welcome home, friends. Join the guys as they bring you the most entertaining stream of consciousness you can imagine. Grab a drink and stay off the f***ing lawn. This is the Old Man League.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 28 of the Old Man League. As always, I'm Rab, and I'm here with my guys, Johnny and Jammer. How you doing today, fellas?
I am doing well, Rab. How are you?
Sounds so official.
I had a thought that completely slipped my mind as soon as I said, I am.
It sounds like this is his first time on a podcast and he's nervous.
It's really awkward.
I am well. Yeah,
I had somewhere I wanted to go and the brain just said, screw it. I'm done.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Yeah, for real. How you guys doing? No,
I am good. It is Monday night again at the time of recording. I don't know when it's going to be when you all are listening, but when we're recording, it's Monday night. So it is time for another Old Man League.
I missed you guys.
Aw.
We had lots happen. Yeah, we had a lot happen between last time and now. I'm excited to talk about all of it.
We did,
Johnny's,
bro.
Johnny's cutting commercials over there in the Old Man League.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
I actually, I owe something from the last episode.
Oh.
For a request that was a song request, and I am not, I don't know that song. So I'm out, and I wish it was Dora, because I know those songs. But I believe it was Dixieland Delight. There. That was my singing of it.
Done. And there we go.
Alabama. That's it. That's the only words I know to that song. Something about driving a truck, working hard during the day, and banging your girl at night or something. I don't know. And drinking. I don't know what it was.
No, it's not a Luke Bryan song. Jesus.
Oh. I don't know who Luke Bryan is.
Yeah. But I have a few things going on. I want to state that I love everybody that downloads and listens to the cast, and numbers are growing, and we're really appreciative of that and everything. And I've learned since the last episode, and please keep listening after this, but all of you out there that listen, you're all monsters.
Mm.
Because the feedback of people wearing socks with their goddamn slippers,
yeah,
we have a bunch of monsters listening to the cast.
You and me turned out to be the minority, and I thought you and I had like a surefire, we got the community behind us on this thing deal going, and it turned out you and me are like very much in the minority that we don't do socks with slippers.
They're just not letting their feet breathe. I mean, they're monsters. Let your feet breathe.
My people have my back.
They have your feet too, apparently. Yeah.
They have warm feet.
Oh my God. You know, if you want to talk to us about slippers and socks or anything in between, you can tweet us at the Old Man League, or as we love, you can call or text us. Don't forget, you can text us at 720-443-3674, and you can tell us why it's wrong to wear socks with slippers.
Yes, please. Please save me and not let me think that the whole listening audience is a monster like that.
Yeah, it's terrible. I was shocked, honestly.
I was.
We are talking. We aren't even talking a close vote here. We are talking, much like the Super Bowl we're going to refer to, socks were Tom Brady and no socks was the Chiefs defense.
Well, you know.
I'm still offended by it. My feet are offended by it. I just pictured every time somebody said they wore slippers, I just pictured the hustler sitting there with a big ass smile on his face with his wood paneling.
Oh,
and I just saw that. I knew he was beaming every time he saw it.
You should see him right now, listening audience.
He's got like a little chalkboard up top in the corner there. He's like keeping track. There's another one with socks.
Oh. This is the happiest
after a while.
This is the happiest I've seen you, and I don't know how long. Like, you're just glowing right now.
Yeah, I am. Because I was right.
So another thing I wanted to get into real briefly is So Rab, what are you drinking, Rab?
Right now I'm drinking water.
Water. Okay. John, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Squirt.
Why is that funny?
I've never heard of that in my life. What the hell is Squirt?
You've never heard of Squirt?
It's like grapefruit soda. It's grapefruit soda.
It's delicious, actually. Yeah.
So you have Runza and Squirt in the bathroom.
Sometimes in that exact order.
Yeah. If I have the onion rings, yes. I mean, this is like... Isn't this Coca-Cola? I think this is
Coca-Cola. I have never heard of Squirt. Is not in the East Coast.
Oh, it's from the Dr. Pepper bottling company. So
yeah, see, well, Squirt,
I get Dr. Pepper.
It might be. Oh,
don't
sort
type
of,
Squirt into Google.
No, don't. It might be a.
I just did that.
Don't
it could
Google
be a Midwest Squirt. Thing, honestly, because when I grew up, we had it.
I just Googled it, and wow!
Don't do that.
Oh.
You know what? Maybe actually you just brought something up. Maybe this should be a new segment. We should get our listening audience to give us a Google search term that we all three have to look up at the exact same time and give live reactions.
Wait, oh, Jesus.
I'm reading the history of this drink. In 1940, oh my God. In 1941, a mascot named Little Squirt was created for marketing the product. So they had a little dude squirting.
I mean, I've had this since I was a kid, so this isn't that weird to me. Like, I grew up drinking that, kind of.
Yeah, I mean...
It's West and Southwest. That's why I've never heard of it.
Yeah. And, you know, and here's the thing. It's a nice caffeine-free pop on its own, but it's also, mixes with, like, Amaretto and whiskey. Been around here for whiskey sour.
I can see it mixing with drinks. The picture on Wikipedia is a 1970s picture of a can. I swear.
I believe it.
They haven't changed a lot since then. I mean,
it's been around since 1938. You got me.
Yeah.
I never heard of it in my life. And as soon as he tells me he's drinking, this is when you signed off for a minute, Rab, and we were just talking.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I'm like, what are you drinking, John? It looked like kind of like a Mountain Dew or something. He goes, Squirt. And I was like, what? You're doing what?
You thought he was giving commands or something.
Yeah.
I have a couple extra bottles left over from last night because I was drinking Amaretto Sours during the Super Bowl. So,
yeah.
What a freaking, and that's just a crazy name to name something.
I don't know. It's. I mean, I guess it's funny. It's normal to me.
Yeah. See. So for me, who's never heard it, I'm like, I was like, what the hell is he having?
So if you've heard of Squirt before or have had Squirt before, tweet us at the Old Man League or call or text us at 720-443-3674.
Well, they're based out of Phoenix, so right away, Bus and Mike the Knife know it.
Well, yeah. But you know what he's doing right now, right?
Oh, yeah. I know.
He's trying to just, you know, grow his audience even more.
Yeah.
The sock it's
sock people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's to go on a two cast winning streak. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
This will be my last episode.
Oh, lordy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. See, I'm not drinking anything special because I'm actually on call for work. So I'm behaving.
He truly is. So this isn't even like wink, wink, and like we see him drinking like a beer or anything.
Yes, no, it's water. I promise.
No, it is a tumbler. There could be something else in there. But yes.
Yeah.
I'm just not drinking because it's Monday.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, that is the smart call, but you know.
There are many in the Old Man League that rule has not really ever applied.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm just one of the oldest of the old men.
So John, where else can people find us besides the Twitter and the phone number?
Oh, various places. Let's first talk about Extra Life, extra-life.org. It is the charity for Children's Miracle Network. We are in our Overall, 11th year as a team. What, third year, second year? How many is that? Is, what is the second year as a team? As Old Man League? I mean, we've been in various
forms. Yep, I think it's the second year as us doing this as a team together here.
Yeah. So, but many of us have been doing this 10, 11 years or thereabouts, you know, or even close, you know, so a lot of others close to that. Children's Miracle Network, we are supporting our local hospitals. I'm supporting Omaha. Rab is supporting Denver. Bus is supporting Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. And so far, we're kind of kicking some ass again. We're at $540 currently of our $3,500 goal, and it's only February.
Yeah, we're kicking. You missed two people, though. We have Tracy and we have Lucky. Oh,
yes, Tracy and Lucky. My God, yeah. That's my mistake. Jesus.
Yeah.
Call or text at 770-443-3674 to complain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better yet, let me give you John's home phone number.
You don't even have that. Oh, wait a minute. You do have a cell
phone. I do have it.
Damn it, you do have it.
And I'm sure since I'm your family's favorite streamer, I can get more contact information as well.
Oh, I'm sure. My wife would have fun with that. Although the cell's my direct line. I don't even pay attention to my home phone anymore. But
yeah, I don't answer mine either.
On the Extra Life front, Braxis Axis, one of our members, is running a charity stream on Wednesday, the 10th of February at 8:30 Eastern time. They will be doing a... it's a D&D campaign, right, Rab?
No, he's doing Divinity Original Sin 2. Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
he has his own campaign he made there.
That's right. Yep, he does.
Game Master mode.
That's right. He does the Game Master mode, and he actually he writes his own campaigns. It's pretty freaking slick, actually.
Yeah, I've been meaning to look into that campaign mode, but yeah, Braxis does do his own campaigns in Divinity. Big Divinity player. Actually, how he found us was through Divinity, right?
Yeah, he tuned into one of our Tuesday streams.
Right. So, but half of the donations he's doing for charity will be going to our Extra Life campaign for the Old Man League, and we really appreciate that. That's going to be awesome. I'm going to be tuning in. You should be too.
Yeah, how do you, off the top here real quick, without me cheating to go look, how do you spell his name so we can tell people where to find him on Twitch? Isn't it?
I want to see if Johnny knows.
Oh, yeah. Well, because I have it in front of me. So it's BraxisAxes.
There you go. And I'll put a link in the description for those of you that might hear this in time. But go check him out regardless.
Yeah.
What's amazing is he still wanted to do this for us after watching our Divinity stream.
And hanging out for us. I mean, so he's fairly new to our Gilded. And then... he's been around us long enough that he still wants to be around us and actually support us. So he's quite the saintly man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his campaign, I don't think he has people burning other people to death all the time like John.
You know. You
never know. I could be an inspiration. Runicus could be the inspiration, man.
You are. The hero we all needed.
Yeah. Also, check us out on Xbox. We have an Xbox Club, Old Man League. Search for the Old Man League on the Xbox if you are a console player, specifically for the Xbox One X, Xbox One, the Xbox Series X or S. We do have a Steam group, and that is Old Man League or the Old Man League Jammer. Which one is that? Help me remember.
Yeah, it's Old Man League. Okay, let me just riff for a minute. You know what? It's the Old Man League.
Okay. The Old Man League.
God, threw me off. Yes, the Old Man League on Steam. Sorry, I did not really mean to get you on that one, Jammer. I was not trying to stick you in that one, but I know you admin that one more than I do. So, yes, Rab.
Well, you know, we have a new exciting addition that's it's actually been around, but it's something that we've been talking a lot, and we're going to ramp it back up. We are back on Twitch now. We always kind of were, but we've been changing things up a little bit. So you can find us on twitch.tv/theoldmanleague, and we're going to start doing some fun stuff with that.
Yes. Yeah,
maybe even some episode recording. You can be in the live audience.
Ooh. It's exciting.
I might prefer that. I don't want to sit there and just in chat and just say things and not have to talk then.
Oh God.
And then we still have the Gilded thing going, which Carlos isn't there anymore, so we miss Carlos.
Yeah, poor Carlos.
And why you banned me? So for those that you know are listening and have not made the decision yet to join our Gilded community, we're old people and we're very welcoming of all. We're caring people. And so we said, here's our Gilded community. We've opened our doors to you. Please come join us. Come sit at our table. We don't need you to dance through hoops or anything. Just come sit with us. And then Carlos and some other little kid trolls who were 14 decided to just join us. And I'm sorry, one of them said he was 53. Bruh. So we should have taken him for his word.
Bruh, I'm 53.
Yeah. And we banned poor Carlos. So unfortunately, because of that, we had to start an application. And it's just a shame that while we are now having a lot of fun with them, because now we have emotes and everything, like why you banned me and all these goodies. It's a shame that communities have to do these things instead of the idiots out there that just want to come in and be idiots. Yeah, and, you know, you try and have an easy process for, and still the application is nothing difficult,
no.
But it just shows that, you know, you're making some effort to join us, but it's just a shame. The internet had this great idea long ago of, you know, people collaborating and talking to each other and groups getting to know each other. And really what it is just a clusterfuck of people trying to screw other people and hurt communities. And even though we have fun and laugh about it, it's a shame that society has us where we have to do these things. So, you know, that to not let people just join and be part and want to be part of the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's made for some fun jokes that we're going to beat into the ground. But
we've already beaten them to death.
It's dead. And some new emotes. So you can, if you come join us on Gilded, we'll put the link in the description. You can check out the bruh, what is it? Bruh, Carlos, and why you ban. Yeah.
Why you ban.
So pretty awesome. But I mean, speaking of the application, I don't want anybody to think it's anything like uppity or anything like that. We're really just trying to deter younger assholes from coming in just to troll us. Although, like I said, it was actually pretty funny. Literally all we're asking is how old you are, why you want to join the community, how'd you find us, and, you know, do you like sports, beer, games, whatever. And that's it. So it sucks that we had to do that, but... Yeah.
Right after, you know, why do you want to join our community? Do you need mental health help?
Do you wear socks with slippers?
Yes.
Denied.
That's an automatic in.
It depends who gets to that application first.
Majority rules. Majority votes socks with slippers.
So speaking of Gilded, as everybody knows, because we talk about it to death, but we're big fans. We're very happy that we moved over from Discord. So if anybody from Gilded's listening, go ahead and approve that partnership application. But otherwise, they've actually added some nice features here over the last couple weeks that it's one thing that I'm loving about it is the product seems to keep getting better and better, and they're listening to, user feedback, which we provide a ton of it, which is awesome because they actually listen and they respond and talk with us. So they've added a few new pretty cool features that are really getting us there. The first one is the game status thing like Discord used to have. So if you enable it and you link your accounts or whatever, it'll show what you're playing, which is kind of cool. I honestly personally use this quite a bit. When I'm trying to decide what I'm going to play, I'll look and see what you guys are playing. And if it's something that I'm sort of on the fence about, I'll jump in there. So I love that. I don't know if you guys have messed with this too much, but they've kind of changed around your personal profile page a little bit, made it a little bit cleaner, which is nice. They added friends list, which is super cool. But the thing that I love the most is they finally added two-factor authentication. You can be a little bit more secure, which is awesome. And everybody should do that if they have it available. The only pisser behind it right now is you have to do it through either the web or the desktop client. If you try to do it through the mobile app, it doesn't work yet. So
hopefully soon they'll get that one going for us and we'll have to factor all around.
Yep. When I brought it up, one of the devs said they're hoping next month. So It's awesome. I mean, but be secure. I mean, it's in this day and age, you have to do what you can. Of course, it's not a fail safe for anything, but it helps. Just like our applications, right? Anything you can make that makes it harder for dumbasses to try to get to your shit is a benefit.
Yeah. One thing I like about Gilded is that the devs are responsive. They are really responsive. They are geared towards the gamers, towards the gaming community. They've really made a push lately in the last, 6 months or thereabouts to get the gaming community on board. And a lot of that is transparency and listening to your feedback and reacting when they can and being upfront about it. Not, like you said there, Rab, they said they're hoping for a month.
Yep.
Rather than, oh, we're going to get that down the road. And then, you don't hear anything about it for 6 months. And then they, decide to pull your partnership and make you pay for Nitro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, check us out at Gilded, the Old Man League. And the link will be in the description. It's also in our Twitter bio at the Old Man League. You can check us out there. Like I said, short application process, you'll be in. If you like gaming, you like food and booze, you like talking sports, you just like BSing with people your age that get you, we're here. Check us out.
D&D.
Oh yeah.
Actually, yes. Oh God. Yes. Tabletop. Tabletop's really boomed in the last, 6-7 months.
Yeah. We all got bored with the pandemic and we started playing D&D together, which has been fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. We've built a really nice D&D community out here. So it's your home for all kinds of great shit. Let's get into gaming now that we've talked about Gilded plenty and kissed up to the devs. Hi guys.
Can we make that our tagline from now on? It's what? Your home. It's your home for some really great shit. Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Shit.
Good shit. Yeah. He said good ones, not okay.
I think I said good shit.
Did you say good or great? Good. I think you said great.
We might have to review the tape later.
Okay.
Yeah. If but we were only recording what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, we could use that for a tagline. Hell, I don't care. I'm fine with that. But into gaming, not so good shit. Google shuts down Stadia internal studios. The Stadia cloud gaming project's going real well so far for Google. Focusing on partnering with third parties. This is the beginning of the end for the product that a lot of people wondered why they were getting into this space in the first place.
I don't know. Did either of you guys bite on this? I'm not into shit like that, really, so.
And anything that's Google, I never have faith in them. Besides Gmail.
Yeah.
This felt like Ouya 2.0. Ouya, the Android-based system that flopped tremendously. They did get some big names on it, so it looked like they were ready to spend. But now, Jade Raymond from various gaming circles, she's done a ton in gaming. And, they had her on board, and now she's, free agent again because they didn't even get an internal title off the ground.
Oh my.
No, I think they got one. I think they got one small title, and I don't remember what it was, but they got one small title released and then announced, we're done with that with first party. So they didn't even give it a chance to take off, but Stadia has not really been adopted well. And
I forgot about it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot about it. I forgot it even existed.
Well, last time it made news was a bad launch.
Honest to God, the only reason I even knew about it was because of Bane. He bought it, subsequently was disappointed. I think he also, doesn't Amazon have some shit like this too?
Yes, they have one, and I do not recall the name of it right off the top of my head, but they do have, they have a gaming device as well that they are going. They have not released much of anything in their gaming studios either. New World, I think, is coming out next month.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be the first from Amazon Gaming Studios. They've gone through a little upheaval. Bezos left. They have a new CEO. The CEO remains committed for now to gaming, but we'll see how that goes.
I just so many, there's so many Google products through the years that you'd think with Google, you're like, oh, you know, because of the search engine and Gmail, you're like, oh boy, they're going to get it down. And like, they have these ideas and then they're kind of like, nah, let's move on to something different.
Yeah. They get bored easily and they don't, there's a lot of products they didn't give. Well, I mean, we used to use Hangouts years ago.
Yeah. True.
For recording these shows.
Well, what was the name of the thing that was going to be the Facebook killer? I don't know what the hell that was.
Oh, Google Plus.
Yeah. Was, or what, yeah.
Google Plus.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
There's my Johnny review for you.
Yeah, there you go.
It was stupid.
Go try it now.
It's honestly all that deserves to be said about Google Plus. It was that bad.
All of a sudden, now we're actually going to sink in the search ratings, like just magically. Our podcast will never be found organically again.
Google's burying us right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Search for us on Bing. At.
Oh,
Lord. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a matter of time before it's fully scrapped. I am willing to say within the next year, we're talking about the end of Stadia altogether.
Yeah, probably. I mean, honestly, I don't even fucking fully grasp what it is other than it seemed like a cloud-based gaming kind of service. Is that pretty is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, you could play over the Chromecast, you get their controller, you subscribe to their service. It's basically like Project Cloud from Microsoft.
Yep.
I don't know if we're really there yet with all this stuff. I mean, I guess it plays all right, but I mean, you're talking about Bandwidth City. If you have data caps, forget it.
Or if you're in rural areas, you don't have the bandwidth to support it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
it's just, it's a shame, but you know, I look back sometimes cause I'm like, well, you know, it's just Xbox and Sony's world with consoles. But when you think about it, like Sony came out of the blue when it was like, you know, Nintendo and Sega world.
Mm-hmm.
And then Microsoft, they kind of came out of the blue. And so it can happen. You know,
that's true. I mean, you know, you said something the other day, though, that's got me thinking quite a bit. It's like, at this point, I know this is a little off topic, but just the way that this has been such a messy next-gen launch in general for me, where they're just not available. I mean, am I the only one that, at this point, I don't know that I even care if I get a new Xbox? I mean, if things are playable on PC, the only thing that I can think of that there might be an exclusive that I want is probably on PlayStation.
Yeah, I think for the most part, because I mean, Microsoft exclusives are going to come out on PC.
Right.
There might be some third-party ones that don't. We might talk about one here in a second. That could be one of those things. Might not, but you know, we're not going to know for a year or two. But yeah, I mean, as far as the big exclusives that don't come to PC or don't always come to PC, because Sony's sent a couple of those to PC as well. PlayStation has more in that respect. The service might be the one thing that would bring me back to Xbox. I'm just not yet fired up for a console at this point. It's not really bothering me that I can't get my hands on one because I've been playing more PC based. I mean, I once in a while fire up the console for a sports game, but that's about it.
It what?
Wait,
we gotta stop there.
Well, I mean, to tell you how long it's been, I mean, we're talking about golf. I haven't even been on that for a long time, so that tells you how long it's been since I fired up the console.
If we only had a calendar or podcast episode to remind you.
God, okay, so have you ever had the voice in your head saying, shut up, shut up, shut up?
Yeah, but see, going down the road, you are a monster, though. This is what you do is you're coming across innocent, but you did this just to sort of jab those of us that are playing in the golf league. That's all it is.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do that intentionally. That was more of a, God damn it, why did you say sports games?
Well, let's keep the dagger going. So this is off topic, but John, what else is now coming to Xbox that used to be just exclusive to PlayStation?
I'm hanging up.
They used to be exclusive to PlayStation, which
the only place you could get this game was on PlayStation.
Oh God.
What is it?
Hope you all are enjoying my last show. MLB the Show.
Oh, MLB the Show.
Uh-huh.
The ultimate baseball game for consoles. Coming to Xbox.
It makes my heart hurt talking about this right now. Can we just move on to, can we move on before we talk about,
yeah, let's talk about what we're actually playing.
Yeah, what are you guys playing?
Just Rust, I think, right?
Is that all you're playing?
And Sea of Thieves. Oh, that's right. I played that too.
Sea of Thieves in there, yeah.
I'm a pirate too. That's a lot of fun.
We've sort of replaced, not replaced, I'd say we've temporarily shifted to maybe hitting some Sea of Thieves on our Tuesday grouping nights rather than Divinity, just for a little bit.
Yeah, and but I would really call our Sea of Thieves Tuesday nights is three of us fuck around on the boat while Digital does all the work.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's about it. He's
now,
he's like,
in he fairness
to the
though,
anchor, he's doing all this, yeah, stuff, and we're like, duh, duh,
duh, duh, duh, yeah, duh. We're playing instruments, watching our monkeys smack cats and shit. Yeah. But I mean, in fairness though, it's sort of payback for Divinity, where it's usually you and me are trying to get the story going, Johnny's setting everything on fire, and Digi's usually like two miles away looting and starting fights. So it's kind of payback.
Yeah, it is payback. That's a good point.
Yeah. So check us out though. I'll put all of our links in there, but we've been, one of us is usually streaming. Right now we've been hitting Sea of Thieves on Tuesdays, and I'm having a blast with it, quite honestly. I don't know why it took us this long to play it together.
It's such a great game.
That's Sea of Thieves. I'll tell you what, the couple times we played last week was just a blast. It's got so much potential for stupid chaos, and that is really, that is really what we do best.
That's our wheelhouse, pun intended.
You know, that is, yeah, that's like the high fastball for us.
Yeah.
It's the,
Here we go. You son of a bitch. Baseball. You're doing this on purpose. You're doing it on purpose.
I think I do need real quickly to give some background here for people that don't understand.
Yes.
Was this 2 or 3 years ago now?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's been more
longer
than that
too, I think. Yeah.
That Johnny was going to do an MLB The Show League, and Rab got the game and was excited. You know, like a little kid, he got his baseball glove and he's ready for dad to finally have a catch with him outside in the yard. Mm-hmm. And dad just kept saying, yeah, you know, we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Never happened.
Dad never came outside, and poor Rab's with his glove, and it starts raining on him, and he's still waiting for dad, and dad's just not coming. And then he's out there shivering because wintertime comes, and dad never came outside.
You know what? Here's the bitch of things right here. This is just the way that Hustler and Karma work together, is that he'll do it this year. You know why? Because now the fucking Rockies don't have Nolan Arenado anymore. So it's like I would have a team with like no superstar or anything. So he'd be like, oh yeah, let's do the league now. This is great. This is Hustler. He sets it up.
Have you seen how the Cubs have done this off season?
No.
Do you really think this is the year I'm motivated to get the show? My God. Ricketts decided to go cheap and play poor for the entire off season until a week ago when he decided, you know, when everybody has fucking signed. And he's like, oh, hey, I found a bunch of money. He apparently had GameStop stock. That's hard to say, by the way.
You opened it, Rab.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but he's deflecting away from the show.
Yeah, he hurt my heart, though. I can't help it. I want to say it was, honestly, I'm looking at the game right fucking here. I think it's MLB The Show 18. So you're right. It was 3 years ago. Yeah, it was.
I thought it was farther back than that.
And I even bought the physical goddamn game, so I have to look at it every day. It's like a reminder, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like keeping a picture of your ex in your family room. You don't know why you do it. It's just, you wish you just threw it away, but...
And now that it's cross-platform, you can get on either platform.
Right,
You know, still.
Perfect.
Still. But speaking of leagues that Johnny can run that then you won't join in, and I'll bring this up, actually, because I probably won't be playing it, is a tweet came out of something that people have been longing for forever.
Oh God, yes.
So long. I can't even tell you the last time that there will be a return of college football coming. Instead of just Madden, there will be some type of NCAA game coming. And that's where Johnny can start recruiting his Cornhuskers and inviting Rab to leagues and not joining and all that stuff. But
yeah,
perfect. I leave it to you two because you guys are way more excited about this than I am.
For the first time since 2014, there will be a college football game. Now, it's probably not going to be for another year or two from the way it sounds. And it also sounds like it's going to be next gen exclusive. Now, I'm holding out to see if PC gets it. But by then, there might be an Xbox available to buy or a PS5. Who knows? 2022 or so, there might actually be stock. So let's hope. But yeah, I mean, and they just dropped it a week ago like nothing. Oh, by the way, we're bringing out a college football, you know, and everybody about shit themselves. Because, you know, everybody that's been waiting forever and ever because of the lawsuits and everything. And now they finally have the licensing stuff figured out for the NCAA and all that. And you have the CLC and everything like that. They've licensed through all those. And they're going to be getting, you know, with the conferences and putting things together. I hear that it's going to be made up rosters. I'm with a lot of people that hope that Key and Peele get to come up with the names. And Hingle McCringleberry, you know, is my quarterback. And
you know, I've never, I love it. The games just play different. They play better. They're more interesting to me. I've never had a problem with what used to be, I think, then they used to call it NCAA football. And now it's going to be something different, but it always played better. It didn't have the cheesy bullshit that Madden had. It just was a better game. So
it was,
I'm excited.
And the reason why it was a better game was because they always, Madden was the one that always had the newer shit.
Yep.
And then, you know, the college football team looked and saw what worked and what flopped and only incorporated the stuff that worked. So Madden was really a test bed for NCAA every year.
Yeah.
So, and the thing I also miss is being able to send draft classes up into Madden. So, you know, you could continue your NCAA years, your NCAA players up through Madden and see, you know, who does well in Madden. I love that shit.
Yep. Now this is a I'm never probably going to buy another Madden again. I mean, more than likely anyway, but I would definitely get this.
Yeah. I'll buy NCAA the first, when it comes back, I'll buy it on release.
100%.
I used to like creating a college actually and doing that.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be nice to bring back, and maybe this is the time to do it with the licensing stuff. You know, creating a college, putting it into a, you know, since you're going to have made up rosters anyway.
We can I guess they can't even do like the old, I used to take a keyboard and type in all the players' names. I would do it because I was a lunatic back in the day because I wanted the draft class to be right for Madden. And I would actually physically print out on paper and then type in every name, which is just ridiculously stupid looking back at it now. But I bet you it, like, they just have like made up numbers. So it's not like even like quarterback number 5, you know, is so-and-so. I'm sure they're going to be really careful with that.
Of course. Hopefully they'll have the player editor in there.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. And I'd love to have the roster share back.
Well,
but can they, though, because of the issues there?
Maybe. I don't know. It would be a mistake not to, because that was, people loved that.
Yeah. It's going to hurt the product if they don't. I don't see how they can't. I mean, how it'd be a problem, really, because it's not them setting up the names. Now, maybe there'll be some cease and desist and you have to be a little quieter about your rosters and stuff, you know, then, you know, using Operation Sports and advertising all over about your rosters, who knows, but. You know, when you have other games like The Show and Madden that allow it, you can't really put out a game without it.
So,
we're looking forward to it, but it's probably going to be a little while before we hear more news.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I just, something's going to have to sell me on the next gen. Right now, there's really not a whole lot that's compelling me, other than my Xbox is working, you know, more poorly every week, it feels like. But
mine's a toaster now.
Yeah,
pretty much. And mine's a Series X or whatever the upgrade of the old console was.
Yeah,
the One X. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's a launch, and I don't want to brag, but I'm somewhat of an authority on these things because I'm a level 2 platinum tier Xbox ambassador. So, you know. I don't want to big time anybody or anything like that, but I'm qualified.
We're honored to be here with you.
Yeah, well, yes. You're welcome. Absolutely.
Is that why every time he talks, like there's just like gold sprinkles coming out of his mouth while he's talking?
I just hear like that violin music every time. I don't know about you guys, but
no, you know what? The violin music is from like Young Rap being sat outside with his baseball glove all alone. Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah, that's a sad theme. Dad's gonna play.
It's like reliving the ending of the Hulk every single day. Oh, God,
that's exactly what I thought of when you said it. I was just about to say the ending theme to the Hulk. Oh, God.
Poor Rab.
Well, let's keep it on sports. There was some major sporting event last night. Again, we are recording on Monday, the 8th of February. So to keep that in perspective, the Super Bowl played out last night. And boy, it was not a thing that we expected, was it?
No, it was not a good game.
It was terrible.
All three of us were wrong. We were all wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were wrong. And, you know, I was wrong about the winner. I was wrong about last team holding the ball wins. I was wrong about tight game. I was wrong about both offenses clicking and the defenses struggling to keep up.
You're wrong about socks or slippers.
Oh, no, not according to most people.
It was a terrible game. It was a snooze fest.
Yeah.
It just was terrible.
And there was just so much sloppiness. I couldn't, you know, there was sloppiness on both sides, especially the first half.
Yeah.
Even, you know, even Tampa Bay running up the league, they didn't look perfect or unbeatable in the process.
Well, the Chiefs defense lost their composure fairly early.
Uh-huh. Big time.
In the game. It was very apparent early in the game that they started getting frustrated and they never recovered from that. You know, you thought maybe, okay, they'll go into the half, calm down and go back, but it never happened. I know there's the complaints about the referees and all that type of stuff. It clearly that wasn't going to change the direction of the game either, but the offensive line of the Chiefs and the defense just imploding emotionally and not being focused. You know, we're the daggers to them.
The Chiefs O-line was so awful. And I know they had two players out of position, a second stringer in there. The second stringer was still Steve Wisniewski. I mean, he wasn't any slouch. But there, you know, the having to move the tackles around and moving Wiley from right guard to right tackle, Wiley was just getting beat like a rented mule that whole first half. That whole first half, his guy was around him. He might as well have been a matador.
It was just bad.
It was terrible. He finally started figuring out in the second half to take a step back or two on the snap. And then he did better. It wasn't great, but it wasn't putting Mahomes' life in jeopardy either.
As Mahomes was dropping 20 yards back.
Yeah.
What was the other thing, too, is Kelsey real and Hill, they weren't really factors.
Not at all.
Either.
Nope. Nobody
Hill
was
doubled the whole game. No. Hill was doubled almost the entire game.
They targeted him. I wonder what the prop was or what the odds were if you could have taken a bet on Kansas City not scoring a touchdown. Somebody had to have taken that, right? Because people take props for fucking everything. That had to be unbelievable.
You know, yeah, somebody made a lot of money if they put their money on that because those odds could not have. I mean, they had to have been astronomical.
It just was a boring game, though. I mean, it was not. Mm-hmm. It was not. I mean, as we've talked about, my wife's a Chiefs fan. She was just over it. Like it was pretty much me, you know, during Super Bowl 48, where it's like about a quarter in, you're just like, okay, what else is on? You know, but we had people over, so. It was, we couldn't just bail on it, but she was done and over with. But I want to just brag a little bit, even though I hedged, I guess, that I said that if it happened, it's the LeSean McCoy factor.
Mm-hmm. You did. You called it.
Yeah, you did call that one. And, you know, to get back to the refereeing was terrible.
It wasn't
good. But let's face it, it was not. it was not the game changer that some want to say it is. Kansas City looked like ass, whether the refs were even or not. But when you're looking at, you know, until the late in the fourth quarter, until that unsportsmanlike penalty on the DB at who was taunting Hill. Until then, it was like Kansas City had like 11 penalties for 100 and some yards, and New England had 2 penalties for 10 yards.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. Wow. Sorry. Same old dude. Forgot the team change. Tampa Bay had 2 penalties for 10 yards. In the Super Bowl, you've got to have that. That's got to be a little more even if you're really doing your job well. There was just, you know, they were I don't know. I can't tell who was worse the last night, the KC O-line or the referee crew.
I mean, who
had the worst.
You know, sort of to Jammer's point, though, do you think that since the Kansas City defense very quickly started losing their cool, and they were popping off to the refs quite a bit, do you think that that was a factor? I mean, refs are people too, right? So do you think that when that starts to happen, they're like, okay, well, if you're going to run your mouth, then I'll call it tighter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's possible. I will say this, out of the 4 defensive holding penalties that were charged to Kansas City before all the unsportsmanlike started flying, 2 of them were pretty damn sketchy. 2 of them were pretty much, I'm looking at them thinking, I mean, I'm having to go back several times to find out where the infraction was. And, you know, so 2 of them were pretty, 2 of them don't get called most of the time in the NFL. So though, you know, 2 of them were pretty obvious defensive holdings. 2 of them were like, what the hell were you looking at? And I don't like the Chiefs. I hate the Chiefs. So if I'm saying 2 of those were kind of like, what the fuck? Then yeah, that's pretty bad. You know, yeah. There were a couple of them there that were pretty lame. Then they did start getting chippy and they just let it snowball after that. But it's just, oh my God. But see, it was kind of an epidemic of how the whole damn game was. You know, there was just a lot of sloppiness. There was a lot of, you know, Brady wasn't terribly sharp in the first half until the end of the first half. The running game carried Tampa Bay for that first half as well. You know, Brady made a couple of key passes in the red zone, but really he was not tearing things apart. When KC started to really implode in the second half, yeah, Brady lit him up.
Yep.
And Gronk, who really was an afterthought to me all season, all of a sudden,
old Gronk's back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that kid, man. I really do. Like, it's hard. I don't understand how you can hate the guy, honestly, anybody.
I don't hate him. It's
when Vince McMahon had to do the jump off of the second balcony because he was too scared to, that annoyed me.
No.
Was that because he was too scared to, or was it just because Vince loves to have that chance to say, check it out, here's what I can do?
I had a 75-year-old Vince taking a bump.
I know, it's still Vince. Him. He's still nuts. He's nuts. He's insane.
But I mean, there were some call, and I will say, I think professional referees, it might be a little bit different. I mean, me coaching like high school level, you know, I tell the kids all the time, I'm like, you're harping and all you're going to do is annoy the coach. And then the next thing you know is going to happen is, if it's a close call, you're not going to get it.
Yep. Right.
It has to be the same, I imagine. I mean, just because they're people, right? I don't care if they get paid for it. I'm sure they're supposed to be impartial, but anyway, I'm not saying that's why they got penalties. I also don't think it helped them, though.
No, it didn't help. I mean, because they were getting them early and often anyway, mm-hmm. before they did get chippy.
Yep.
But it obviously got worse because then they were starting to get the 15-yarders on top of the hold and the offsides and whatnot. So I don't know. It was just not an enjoyable game. It was not. It's almost like it kind of showed a spotlight on how the NFL at its worst. Everything that could have gone wrong with the NFL seemed to go wrong that night.
Unless you're the NFL, then it went exactly like you probably wanted it to. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was like, they couldn't have asked for a better storyline, honestly.
Yeah. The favorite son still gunslinging at 43 or whatever, and yeah.
Yep.
Winning his seventh Super Bowl. Because, yep. Holding, having more Super Bowl titles than any franchise.
Yeah. It's crazy.
The game just felt weird, and I don't know, partly is pandemic too, I think, kind of had a play on it mentally. I mean, hell, I never thought we'd even have a season. So for us to even get to the Super Bowl is amazing.
I agree.
To me, yeah. Sports are somewhat functioning somewhat. So, but it didn't feel like, and I normally don't have parties or anything, so it wasn't really anything different than I normally do for the Super Bowl, but it felt different to me.
It did. It really did.
Yeah. And you know what? I think, you know, NFL was beating the daylights out of the story of the pandemic and getting through the pandemic. So that didn't help. We had a reminder about the pandemic every, four plays, it felt like.
Yes.
And if it wasn't those, it was the commercials reminding you of a pandemic and how much of a hellscape 2020 was.
No, the lemons dropping the show 2020. That was pretty creative.
Okay. So I came up with a list of my favorite Super Bowl commercials out of the game last night.
Do we have anything else on the game before we do it though, John? I just want to make sure.
Yeah. I'm just saying I do have a list, and we could talk about that lemon commercial in a bit.
I mean, kudos to Brady. I mean, I guess before we move to that stuff is there any chance, of anybody going 7-3
no
in Super Bowls again?
No. This is like, what's the baseball record that everybody says is never going to get beaten? The hits or whatever? 56.
Ripken's or DiMaggio's 56 game hitting streak.
Yeah.
There's the Ripken one of how many ever straight games.
This has got to be right up there. I don't see this happen. I mean, so many things have to go right to win more than one, let alone what the guy's doing. It's unbelievable.
How many guys have trouble getting three Super Bowl wins?
Or going to three Super Bowls for that
matter. Yeah. I mean, Brady has more. Brady in 10 years with a 7-3 record, he has more losses than some players do trips or wins to the Super Bowl. And then he's got these astronomical 7 wins.
It's crazy.
He has outdone franchises now.
I don't remember the exact number, but at some point I saw some stat that showed the amount of playoff games that he's played. It's like several seasons of an actual football season. Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Now, and let's add to that, at 40, he's already playing well at 43. Yep. Then you add all that extra tread to him playing. It's not like he's just playing 16 game seasons all these seasons.
Right.
Now you're adding all those playoff games. It's like an NBA player, like LeBron and all that, where they start wearing down because they go deep into the playoffs every year.
Yep.
And it takes a toll on the body. It doesn't take a toll on his body.
I mean, everybody should marry a supermodel. That's the moral of the story.
That's the thing. When he loses, he goes home to Giselle. So did he really lose?
Yeah. Yeah.
His losses are better than most people's wins. Jesus.
Charmed fucker.
Yeah, no shit. But, you know, I mean, it is as much as I can't stand him. And yes, there's going to be some people that can argue asterisks like Deflategate, Sony Camgate, whatever. But the fact of the matter is he's had so many. I mean, bring it back to 2 weeks ago when we were talking about whose legacy is this really between Belichick and Brady?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 6 Super Bowl wins for the Patriots, all 6 of those with Brady. Brady leaves. Brady still wins a Super Bowl. The Patriots don't even get to the playoffs. And, you know, it's just, you know, he now has more titles than the team he left.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Like, they showed that stat last night again, that he individually has more Super Bowls than Pittsburgh, than the Patriots, right? It's like,
they're both at 6.
Yeah. I will say this. I'm happy for Arians. I like that dude. I've always liked him as a coach, and I'm happy to see him win one.
Mm-hmm.
And think the thing about the Buccaneers too, though, at midway through the season, they were a mess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like you thought they had, we weren't even sure they'd make the playoffs about halfway through the season.
Yeah.
And then they put it all together and it all worked.
Eight in a row to end the season to become 11-5.
That's so
they're
crazy.
3-5. They're 3-5. They rattle off 8 straight wins, and then they rattle off the playoffs, which is, you know, which was what, 4 more games.
At 3 on the road, right? They won all 3 of their playoff games before that one were on the road. And we're not talking like not good places. You're winning in Lambeau. You know what I mean? Places like that. That's insane. You're
winning in New Orleans.
Yeah, you're in New Orleans. In Lambeau. Yep. I mean, Washington doesn't really count, but the other two, for sure.
But they are still the second-ranked defense in the NFL.
Yeah, true.
He had to pick up Hart, the seventh-ranked defense in the NFL, after beating the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
And then gets Aaron Rodgers, who played an outstanding game, and they still beat him.
Yep.
So, unreal. All right, let's get to the trimmings around the game.
Yeah.
The commercials.
I know, and I gotta admit, I'm gonna say this, and this ruins my sports fandom, because NFL, I watch NFL games. When there's an NFL game on, I might have it on my computer. I watch the NFL. I love the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I hate commercials. When the Super Bowl comes, I'm one of those idiots that pay extra for Hulu and everything, so I don't have to watch commercials.
Mm-hmm.
When the Super Bowl comes, I will get up to the kitchen and stuff during the game, so I don't miss the commercials. Because I can miss a play in the football game. I don't want to miss one of the commercials.
And let's be honest.
Completely reversed.
Let's be honest. Other than Tom Brady, the only ones who really brought their A game to the Super Bowl were the commercial makers.
Pretty much, Jim. Or better.
This is one of the stronger years for commercials in a while. There have been down years lately for commercials. Everybody's worried about offending everybody.
I thought of you last night, Johnny, during it.
Oh.
Oh?
Because I know when Beavis and Butthead said, she said,
oh,
crack.
God, yes, I'm dying.
I knew that was Johnny's head right there.
I was dying, and I said, okay, so my 17-year-old son, Kellen, and I were watching, and he starts cracking up, and I start cracking up, and I go, I don't even care what the hell else happened in that commercial. She said crack, put that on my list.
Well, that and Dora was in the same one, so it was perfect.
Yeah.
That was a good commercial. The Paramount build was pretty good with Snooki and
then
Patrick Stewart dancing and everything. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it was a good series of commercials.
Yeah. But
the crown jewel there was, she said crack.
See, I always like the physical humor commercials. So like the Tracy Morgan ones,
yes,
like, you know, it's probably okay or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
You know, those were pretty good
to
me. So I enjoyed that. Wayne's World was cool to see them, but I mean, the age is showing.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was
still weird. Loved so, it. I still enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But. So it felt kind of weird there on that one. What else you got, John? I'm trying to remember them now.
The M&M's one with Daniel Levy from Schitt's Creek.
I thought
that was really good, especially at the end when he promises not to eat any more of their friends, and then they go to the red M&M in the car panicking.
Yes. Yeah. He's like, well, maybe that one was more. Good.
Maybe not quite yet.
I did like Bud Light bringing out all the old,
yes,
the commercial guys, the legends.
Yeah, I love you, man.
Yeah. So seeing all those again was pretty cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Bud Light Legends. That was a good one. You mentioned this is on my list as well. It's third. I don't have a ranking, but I kind of more in order that we saw them. The Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade one where everybody's just getting pelted with lemons because 2020 was a lemon. That was fun.
That was good.
That was
great.
I had
to explain that one to my younger daughter.
Yeah, everybody getting just pummeled with lemons. That made me laugh.
Jason Alexander one was pretty good, I thought, with the face.
Yep, I got that one down too. I've got
Wayne's World. But then he drowned him. If you put him in the washer, wouldn't that drown him?
Oh, well, I guess I didn't.
He murdered him at the end.
The different faces made me laugh. The different, you know, when the kid's sitting on him and he comes up, and he, you know,
yeah,
that was great. Wayne's World I have on my list. The Cheetos one with Shaggy with Jackie and Kelso from That 70s Show.
That was I like that one.
That was not big on my list.
Yeah, I love that one. The Wasn't Me.
She's Shaggy looking rough, dude. She looks rough.
Yeah, she's showing her age.
Yes.
Could be, but I. Yeah. No, I thought that one was pretty fun. I got a kick out of that one, but honorable mention, the Drake is the stand-in for Jake from State Farm.
Drake from State Farm was Drake, so good.
But the part that made me laugh more of that commercial was the Paul Rudd.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Good.
Yeah,
that was pretty good too. So that's another one I'd put on my list.
No Squirt commercials, unfortunately.
No.
Well, not on none that there. Channel.
Yeah. Let's see. Anybody else got some that they remember? That was my list.
No, I was disappointed that we didn't get a new, being your parents or whatever from Progressive. I really wanted one.
Yeah. You know what? Insurance companies didn't really come out in full force this year.
Like I think they might have had one, but it was early before the game started.
It was before the game. Yep.
Okay, yep. See, I miss pregame. I miss pregame stuff, and I didn't. You know what? I didn't do this week like today, like I usually do. I didn't go through. I didn't have a chance to go through and look at, articles about the best commercials and catch up on commercials I might have missed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the emotional one. Even though then I kind of Will Ferrell and the going to take it out to Norway or whatever.
Good. That was a good one.
That one was good, and I didn't have that on my list, but I do remember that was a good one.
I gotta say, it wasn't in the funny category, and I still made a joke about it to my wife, but the Toyota commercial with the woman with no legs swimming.
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh. Yeah, like they were going to adopt her, but they said there's going to be a lot of complications. She's like a Paralympian or something. Mm-hmm. And like, we have a kid for you, but it's going to be a rough go. She needs her legs amputated and all this stuff. And she's swimming, and like the mom's, that was touching. But then I made the joke at the end of my wife that like they got bigger problems. Their kitchen's flooding.
Oh Jesus! Oh my God!
For anybody,
I forgot about the Will Ferrell one. That was funny as hell.
That was good
with him. Yeah.
For any complaints on Jammer's take on commercials, please call or text us at 720-443-3674.
Or you can email us at WTF@theoldmanleague.com.
Or tweet us.
What about the CEO of that company drinking the milk, singing that song out in the field? You must have loved that, Johnny. He was in a field.
Oh,
that was so weird.
God damn stupid.
It was. I was waiting for it to get better, and it just never did.
Oh, God, that was a terrible commercial.
It was awful.
I had blocked that out of my mind. Thanks, Jammer.
Yeah, you're welcome. And the Tracy Morgan one too. That like we talked about. That one was pretty funny.
Yeah,
I really liked that one.
That one was good.
There were some stinkers, like there always are.
Oh yeah, but overall, I think a better year. We've had some awful years for commercials.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know what was missing this year, minus at least the M. Night Shyamalan. Normally, you get those big movie commercials for big time movies coming out. And the state of the movie industry that wasn't there.
It was all streaming service commercials and ads.
Yeah.
And so mostly Paramount Plus.
Yep.
That's yeah.
Quite a few Hulu ones I saw too.
Couple Disney, because we got the Winter Soldier one, and then the I don't know. The one with the dragon.
The animated film, yep.
So let me ask you guys a question, actually. This is not related to the commercials at all, but since the Chiefs began the pandemic last year by winning and upsetting, the balance of the universe, now that they lost, does this mean that COVID's over with?
I don't have my mask on right now.
Oh, well.
I don't know. Tom Brady still won. I mean, is that really, are we really saying the world's a better place with Tom Brady winning yet another Super Bowl?
I'm just saying, there's pandemics. Have you been through a pandemic any year where the Chiefs haven't won the Super Bowl? I haven't.
No, that's true.
See, I sometimes wonder if just life could never get any better than Shakira and J-Lo.
God.
And so since then, it's been downhill.
Boy, howdy. Yeah, it was... it was... I'm not hating on the weekend, but come on.
You know what? Okay, so I'm going to preface this with the music is just not my style of music.
I actually like his stuff, but yeah, go ahead.
But that said, you know, it's just not my type of music. But that said, I mean, I've enjoyed other Super Bowl halftime shows before that weren't my style of music. I would hardly say I listened to J-Lo or Shakira on a regular basis, but I enjoyed last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah. I didn't listen to them.
I couldn't tell you a single song that was sang last year.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But the production, it was just weird. The guys dancing around with jock straps on their heads. That was just, you know. Yeah.
I've seen the pictures of people with underwear on their heads, like yeah. saying that was the weekend. Yeah.
Just that was awfully weird.
It was just not, it was not a great halftime.
No, show. Production and stuff was weird. And it was just.
Well, here's a major change that this one did. The stage was not on the field like it normally is.
No, it was in an end zone, wasn't it?
It was like off in an end zone or up yeah. where the ship was. I don't know where the hell it was, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like on the field. So that was the first thing. And then like, I know the music a little bit just with my kids or whatever. I don't mind it. I think I knew the majority of those songs I've heard before. So it wasn't even necessarily the music to me, but I just, like the fun house thing, and there's the guys with the band yeah. running around, and it's
and then they combined them, the jockstrap heads with the fun house, and that really got disorienting.
Yeah, it was disturbing.
It just was, and there was no really normally, and maybe this is pandemic. Normally, these type of shows, there's always some other superstar pop person
yes.
that shows up.
Yes.
There's always some other person that comes out. And you're like, holy shit, you know, there's Mick Jagger, you know, whatever. And it was just the weekend. And actually, now thinking musically, what did you guys think of the national anthem?
Okay, so I'll say this. It started out where I was just kind of, I don't know. It's definitely the old man in me that I just like a traditional national anthem for the most part. I don't like when they change it up a lot. I don't like when they drag it out a lot. It annoys me. So when it first started, I was like, oh Jesus Christ, here we go. And it actually was better than I thought it was going to be, but I'm not a fan of people taking liberties with it.
That was my thing with the liberties, is that it was almost like they turned it into a pop song.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. So it was weird to me.
Okay. So I am with you, Rab. I do not like the liberties taken. I do not like it. I do not like that the over wins every year in the prop yes. bet for length of the over under on length of the anthem.
Yep.
Two, Eric Church sucks.
I don't even know who he is.
He could have a sign saying, I'm Eric Church, like PTI says all the time, and I'd be like, okay, I have no idea who you are.
And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to invite this right now. If you don't agree with me, I don't care, but go ahead and call or text us at, damn it, I scrolled down, 720-443-3674. I am sorry, Eric Church is just god-awful. He's just terrible. I've heard him before. He's awful. The gal, yeah. I don't remember her name. She can sing, even though she yeah. took a ton of liberties. She is a good singer. Eric Church is not. He's a country star because he wears tight jeans well. That's Lord. It.
Yeah, well, I mean, I part of it for me, honestly, is just, you know, I think it's mostly like just, this is going to sound stupid, and I'm not like, you know, oh, you know, this is just how we have to be or whatever. I think it's partially just having been in the military and all that. I appreciate what the song stands for. I just kind of want it to be done as traditionally as possible. I don't truthfully give a shit who kneels or stands or whatever for it. I don't. That's people's choices, right? But mm-hmm. I hate when they drag the song out and change it and it just becomes... like it's like a goddamn Christmas album. Everybody has one. You're only going to change Jingle Bells so many different ways. Stop it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like just yeah. let it go, you know?
The only person that could change it up is Enrico Palazzo.
Now, would it change your mind if J-Lo and Shakira were doing the national anthem?
I would hope they drag it out.
And you know what? The other songs, America the Beautiful, God Bless America, whatever, I have no problem with embellishment, whatever, you know, doing your thing with it. Those are fine. The anthem, that pisses me off.
Yeah,
see, that's too weird for me, because God Bless America is tied to the Flyers when they won the Cups, like, way too long ago at this point. So for me, because Kate Smith would go out, so I have that Kate Smith version as, like, the version. But that's tied into my sports love with the Flyers and everything.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm fine with those others getting, you know, the America the Beautiful. I think it was America the Beautiful that was played before that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she jazzed it up or whatever, and you know, that's fine. But the anthem, no, I don't like it. I do not like the anthem being embellished.
This is what you get with three old guys right here. Don't touch my shit. Yeah.
It used to be better when a marching band would come out.
Yeah. Back in my day, Germans shot at you while you sang the national anthem.
No, that just, oh God, no. So let's go ahead and wrap this baby up. I believe we have a voicemail, right?
We have one voicemail. Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go ahead and let's play that voicemail real quick.
All right.
Hey guys, it's Tracy. Just wanted to throw my two cents out there that the AI Twitter bot needs a raise. Hope all is going well during the taping, and I'll talk to you guys at some point. Bye.
One of our best supporters there, Tracy.
Yeah. Fan of the Twitter, the AI bot. Wow.
I'm going to call in and dispute that.
Mm.
Well, the question is she truly a fan of the AI bot, or is she worried that as the bot becomes self-aware, she does not want the bot to get angry like it has at other people who have spoken poorly of it?
It's fair.
Yeah. It's okay.
Do you know my favorite part of the message? Is she said, have fun while we tape.
Yeah,
it's so good. It's so good.
Yes. We tape, yes.
Yeah, that's my favorite part.
We tape our shows and we like the anthem the way it was written.
When kids, like, they'll have their phone and I'm like, oh, are you videotaping this?
Yeah, they're like, what?
Like, there's no tape on my phone.
What's the tape?
So,
well, I'm sure the AI Twitter bot would be pleased.
Yeah,
with that. I mean, we should probably, you know, I do code it. You know, it resides in a computer, and I will feed it the ticker tape. Like, it's an old 70s computer. Mm. And so, you know, those punch cards. So I will transcribe that voicemail to the AI Twitter bot and insert the punch card into the machine. So that way it can read it out.
Perfect. It's like the Whopper, but better.
Yes. The Whopper.
Yeah.
You know what, though? What if you accidentally punch the wrong hole on the card and the AI bot decides to blow us all up?
Yeah.
Well, you probably you already get on that get path with how mean you are.
Yeah.
I mean, it threatened you with a piece of corn blowing up into popcorn once. I don't know why you're not afraid of it.
Because let's face it, after 2020, the AI bot's got to step it up a little bit beyond blowing up corn.
Wow.
Well, today it was talking about, like, making sure you don't have full McDonald's fries. So,
oh, please. That happened before the AI bot. I mean, how does that? How am I going to know the difference if it does execute that order?
All of a sudden, every ice cream machine within like 50 miles of John is going to shut down.
Yeah.
Again, how would I know?
It's Nebraska. There's only one McDonald's in the entire state.
It's that way all the time.
That's well see.
Props to Tracy.
Yeah. We call that Tuesday. Thank you, Tracy.
One of the best supporters.
Yes. Absolutely. All right.
Fantastic.
What do you say we wrap this up? We've kind of going at this a little bit, you know? Super Bowl. Bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of gaming stuff.
I was just excited to talk to you guys. I can't help it. I can't contain myself.
And yeah. Well, over the weekend, you know what's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go ahead and put a bow on this one and deliver this to the listening audience. We will be recording in 2 weeks again, so that will be the 22nd. Is that right? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
February 22nd, no big sporting events, so we're still working on an agenda for that one.
NBA time.
Yeah, NBA.
Maybe we can talk extensively about our sports leagues, you know?
That's true. I am still undefeated in the fantasy league.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, Pepper, Pepper had me scared there until the weekend.
I've lost two in a row. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and end this one. For Rab and for Jammer, this is Johnny Hustler saying, stay safe, take care, and we will talk to y'all real soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Old Man League. You've somehow managed to make it through another dumpster fire. Kudos. Until next time, drink responsibly and don't touch the thermostat.